The search for survivors in the rubble of the Champlain Towers South is officially over today, with dozens still missing 2 weeks after the building collapsed. Authorities in Surfside, Florida made the call yesterday, noting no one had been pulled alive from the wreckage since the early hours after the condo tower fell on June 24th. The rescue and recovery mission has been agonizing for those who lost loved ones. Pablo Rodriguez is one of them. His mother and grandmother went missing in the disaster, and he joins us now. Pablo, welcome back to Here and Now, and thanks for speaking with us again.
Thanks for having me.
Pablo, first responders have been digging through the rubble for 2 weeks now, often in extreme weather conditions. Do you think it's appropriate to call off the search for survivors at this point?
To be honest, for me, and I know I'm not the only family member that's had this because I've talked to other family members, it's been this was really just a semantical change on language, because it's been a search and recovery since day one for us. It's disheartening, but it's, you know, the reality of what we saw when we saw that video of the towers collapsing. So I'm hoping that they're able to move quickly now in this phase and try to locate our missing loved ones. At the same time, I want to thank them because, yeah, I mean, you said it, for 2 weeks, nonstop, 24 hours a day, the conditions that they've been working under are horrific. So it takes a physical and emotional toll on them, their families, and I just want to thank them for doing their duty, because it's amazing what they do.
Yeah, you told us last week that you had been praying for a miracle, but that you did fear the worst. And I wonder now that the search is officially called off, whether you feel any sense of closure or whether that's impossible still, because your mother and grandmother are still officially missing and haven't been recovered.
That's right. For me, the beginning of closure, I can't even start that process, knowing that I'm sitting around waiting for a phone call that's going to come. And it doesn't make receiving that phone call when it comes any easier, but it's until I receive that, the wait is just excruciating and very difficult to try to even begin to move on.
Pablo, last night there was a vigil for family members and rescue workers in Surfside. I understand you were not there, but you did spend that time with your family. I wonder how you're finding support from them in this difficult time.
We're kind of leaning on each other. Everybody's, you know, it was my mom and my grandmother, but everybody lost somebody different in that situation. It's my son's grandmother and great-grandmother. It's my uncle's sister and his mom. It's so everybody lost, even though it's the same two people, everybody lost somebody different. But we're all experiencing that loss. And our friends, our family has been extremely supportive. They've set up meal trains. They've come to take our son out to keep him entertained, get him happy meals, take him to the park. So we've had a good support system in place to try to help us cope with this. But again, really just sitting around waiting, it makes it excruciating.
Pablo, we're learning that your mother was one of several condo owners in that building who were complaining about lack of maintenance. There are still so many questions unanswered about how this could happen. What do you want to see happen next in terms of accountability for this disaster?
Yes, my mom complained often. There were several owners that complained often about the maintenance. I mean, this was a building that received over $1 million a year in maintenance fees. And you see the pictures of the condition the building was in. It's, you know, the first question I have is, where was that money going? And I hope that there's a proper investigation into that. That's the first thing of accountability I'd like to see happen. The second is actual reform so that this doesn't happen again. As you're seeing with evacuations of some other buildings in the area, this is preventable by doing more inspections, by having proper people who have capacity looking into these issues. A little concerning, though, is hearing the governor in the last meeting saying, well, maybe this was just a one-off situation and there's really no need for a statewide inspection process. If I'm a condo owner and I'm living in one of these buildings, I'd want to make sure that it's safe. And if your building's properly maintained, I don't see how that's really an onerous standard for the owners or the board or anyone else. It's just, you're going to inspect the building. If you've been doing what you're supposed to do, there's not really much else you need to do. If you're not, it's going to catch it and give you an opportunity to fix it before you have another horrible event like this.
That's Pablo Rodriguez, whose mother and grandmother are still missing in Surfside. Pablo, thank you so much for opening up and speaking with us again. And we're just so sorry for what you're going through.
Thank you.